I guess our overall goal is to try to explore, from perspectives of student and labor on students and labor on campus, the impacts of diminishing public funding of universities and its replacement or subsidization by higher student tuition fees and greater role of corporate money in university funding. So we want to look at how this plays out in terms of both student fees, curriculum and research briefly, and labor issues on campus. We just thought, as a good way to start and to get an idea of where everybody's coming from, sort of from a really basic idea of understanding, we wanted you to talk briefly just about, what does university education mean to you fundamentally?
Yeah, that's sort of the big question, isn't it? But I would say fundamentally university education is about a couple of things. I won't say two or three because I'll end up finding I have less or more than whatever number I say. But I would say it's about, one, exploring ideas, two, about developing as a person, both individually but probably critically within society. And I guess really it's about sort of preparing yourself to be an active citizen within the context of sort of a participatory citizenry. I think anyone can benefit from a university education regardless of how they choose to use it post-graduation, whether they choose to use it, you know, in employment, or whether they choose to use it just for their own enlightenment and for the sort of benefit of others with whom they converse.
I think the benefits of university education really can be expressed in terms of life values, in terms of the betterment of the individual, the betterment of society. A well-educated society is tolerant and open and democratic, and so the more citizens that you have educated, the better it is for society as a whole. There's a really interesting quote by Noam Chomsky about values and the university, and he basically says that, do we want universities to be places where people come to grips with human affairs, cultural tradition, and the problems that people face? Do we want them to be a place for advancing and understanding society? Do we want them to be a place for creative work? Or do we simply want students to be servants of private power? And I think that really essentially lays out the different sorts of values that people put toward the university, and I ascribe to the first set of values.
I think I agree with everything that Josh and Jennifer have said, and I think we need to add one other point onto that right now in Canada, the fact that we have such high enrollment in our post-secondary education system has been one of the factors that has made us the number one country to invest in. And so I think that it's certainly a strong preparation for the workers and leaders of the future, and demonstrates to the rest of the world the power of education.
I agree with everything that everybody just said. I also think that education makes the society better off and more tolerable and everything like that. And I also see it as an investment. And in terms of corporate sponsorship and corporate private, I think it does have a place in the university. And for me, it should be allowed.